where he oversees the manufacture of everything from arrowheads to monster siege engines. Much of his production gets crated up and sent straight to the docks, to be loaded aboard barges and sent downriver to the Delta, where, via a series of crude canals, the barges are worked over into the Nagir River, which shares the Delta. Then they travel up the Nagir and its tributaries to armories near the frontier. I have no doubt that some of the material fails to reach its destination. I expect that One Eye somehow profits. I hope he has sense enough not to sell to the enemy. Croker catches him doing that, and One Eye will think that Blade gets treated like a mischievous kid brother. My first swoop into the arsenal was a quick psychic raid. One Eye's compound consisted of a gaggle of once dissimilar and unrelated structures, now interconnected in a mad maze. All windows and most doors had been bricked up. Men selected for their size, bad tempers, and lack of imagination infested the few entrances. They allowed no one in and no one out. The street outside the freight entrance was crowded day and night. Files of wagons and carts, drawn by weary oxen, crept forward to be unloaded and loaded by weary workmen, watched banefully by the unimaginative men who foamed at the mouth if carters and laborers so much as made eye contact. Around and amongst the carts swarmed countless runners carrying long poles from which hung dozens of pails filled with hot food for the workers. The guards checked every pail. They even took turns checking on each other. Taglios has a richly diverse, complex, and deeply specialized labor economy. Folks will make a living one way or another, and other folks will give them room. Near the palace is a bazaar, devoted entirely to grooming services, catering mainly to palace functionaries. One guy does nothing but trim nose hairs. Right beside him, operating in a space less than 4 feet wide, with oils and silver tools displayed on a tiny inlaid table, is an old character who will clean the wax from your ears. He does nothing else but retail gossip. This business has been in his family for generations. He's sad because he has no son to inherit. When he goes, his family will lose that space in the bazaar. It's all symptomatic of horrid overpopulation and the desperate difficulty of surviving at the bottom. I would not want to be a Taglian of low caste. Lucky me. I did not have to check in with One Eye's thugs. There seemed to be no provision against magical espionage. I darted inside. I guess One Eye didn't worry because Long Shadow could no longer send his pet snooping this far. But what about the Howler? He could sneak up on us any time he wanted. Trying to track Howler was one of my regular duties. The arsenal workers were doing ordinary things, making arrowheads, sharpening them, making arrows, fletching them, building artillery pieces, attempting to mass-produce a light cotton body armor for the ordinary infantrymen, who no doubt would discard it because it was hot and uncomfortable and a nuisance to lug around. Only the glass